Chapter 36. Amanda Hurst stared up at the ceiling, her mind in turmoil. How long had she been in the room, bound and gagged? 3 days? 4? She'd lost all sense of time. She was lying on a double bed next to her daughter. At least Sophie was asleep. Amanda hadn't slept more than a few hours since they had taken her. She'd been in the kitchen, making tea for Sophie, when the men had appeared. They had pressed something against her neck, and there had been a crackling sound, and she had passed out. When she had woken up, she was in the boot of a car with her daughter. At one point, they had stopped, and a man had opened the boot, thrust a phone at her, and told her to speak to her husband. She hadn't said more than a few words to Marty before they'd taken the phone away from her. The last thing Marty had said to her was that everything would be okay, and that he'd make sure they released her, and that he loved her and Sophie. But what did they want from him? He wasn't rich, far from it. And since he'd left the regiment, they'd been pretty much living from hand to mouth. He'd had such big plans. He was going to make serious money working in the private security sector. But none of that had come to anything. And over the months, their savings had dwindled and their credit card debt had risen. She'd spoken to their bank manager and raised the possibility of increasing their mortgage, but he had been adamant that with Marty's slump in earnings, there was no way the bank could agree to increasing their loan. If the kidnappers were expecting Marty to pay a ransom, they were going to be disappointed. He barely had enough money to pay for their daughter's shoes. Sophie began to mumble, and Amanda rolled over to check that her breathing was okay. She begged her captors not to gag her daughter, but they wouldn't listen to her pleas. The only time the gags were taken off was when they were given food and water. They had to eat and drink while a man in a ski mask sat in front of them holding a gun. That happened twice a day, and the food was always pre-packed sandwiches and a bottle of water. And twice a day they were allowed to use the bathroom. It was an ensuite with a cramped shower, and again they were watched all the time by a masked man with a gun. Amanda had asked for a toothbrush and toothpaste, but her request had been met with a shake of the head. The gag in her mouth was a strip of cloth, and they used duct tape to bind her wrists. Each time they released her to eat, they cut off the tape with a knife, and then retied her with fresh tape. They kept the roll on the dressing table. The last time they had taken off her gag, she had tried to explain that her husband had no money, and that they were wasting their time, but she had been slapped hard, and told that every time she spoke without being spoken to, she would be slapped again. Sophie had started to cry, and the man had raised his hand to hit her, but Amanda had begged him to stop and told Sophie that she mustn't cry. The man had pointed a warning finger at her and told her that she needed to do as she was told. He was an American, she realized, and white. That would be something she could tell the police if they ever released her. She still hoped that they would let her go eventually. She had read somewhere that kidnappers always covered their faces if they intended to release their hostages. If they kept their faces covered, they couldn't be recognized. If they let their hostages see their faces, it was because they were planning to kill them. That was the one hope that Amanda clung to as she lay staring up at the ceiling. So long as they didn't reveal their faces, she had hope.